So thank you, Tom and Corey, for joining us here today. I wanted to ask if you could tell me a little bit about your personal interest in the history of the Holocaust. Like, how was it that you first got interested in this subject? Perhaps, Tom, you could kick us off with that.
Okay, thanks, Heather. I think it's a difficult question to answer, isn't it? I mean, I think in the sort of practical answer is that actually it's good teachers who got me interested in the Holocaust in the first instance. I remember very kind of clearly, aged I think probably about 13, the first lesson that I had as a pupil about the Holocaust, and being kind of, I guess, unusually impacted by it. I mean, it was a slightly different world then, in the sense that it wasn't, the Holocaust was not a subject that was kind of all pervasive. It wasn't a subject that I had necessarily encountered before that moment. And I think I consistently was, you know, had very good history teachers who kind of supported me in my interest. Where did that interest come from? I guess the less practical answer is that I always felt that there was a sort of intrinsic importance to the study of the Holocaust, which was less clear to me about other aspects of the past. And I couldn't, in a way, I couldn't understand why, as a history student, we kind of talked about anything else when this seemed so kind of morally present. Now, I've probably nuanced my view about that, and I've certainly nuanced my view about how important other pasts are. But I think that there seems something urgent about the Holocaust to understand, to, you know, in part because this is a set of events that happened in places that weren't very far away and places that weren't very different to the world in which I lived. And so in that sense, it just seemed to me to ask some urgent questions about societies, about our attitudes to one another. And that's why ultimately it's always kind of stuck with me as this a study as a subject of, as I say, intrinsic importance rather than sort of extrinsic interest, if you like.
Thank you for that. Really, really interesting to hear that it was school that was the place that kicked off your inspiration for this subject. And also these ideas that it's this urgent question that he's answering, that there's a morality that you're also studying when you learn about the Holocaust. It's perhaps aspects of Holocaust education that haven't really changed that much to today. So I'm wondering, Corey, so your background is in teaching and now in teacher training. Like, where does your personal interest in the Holocaust come from?
Perhaps ironically, my experience of being taught the Holocaust in school was quite disappointing. So I had what I imagine was a fairly typical lesson where there was a double page spread of a textbook with a very famous photograph of Dachau, the ovens at Dachau, where two prisoners are moving a body into the oven, which is actually a staged photograph from after liberation, although I didn't know that at the time. And we simply did sort of questions 1 through 5 in the textbook. And I remember, similar to Tom, that I had the sense that there was much more here. There was much more to be investigated and to be learned about, to be studied. And we moved on to study other parts of the 20th century. And that was the sum of my formal education on the Holocaust in secondary school. In my own time then, I kind of pursued this subject. I read a really influential memoir for me, I Had Lived 1,000 Years, by Olivia Bitton Jackson, who was a similar age to me at the time when she had her experiences during the Holocaust. And that really brought home a sense of connection and understanding to the real human cost of these histories. And that was when I began to pursue it academically as well. It was something I studied at A level. And as a teacher, it was something I was always anxious about doing right. So it felt similar to how Tom was saying, that there was an intrinsic value to this, and therefore a pressure that I needed to really deliver in my lessons on the Holocaust. And through that, I did the Beacon School program with UCL and eventually went on to work at UCL.
Thank you for that. Really, really interesting that you discuss. We talk about a pressure that you felt to do this correctly. Perhaps we pick up on that a little bit later and explore that a bit more. What makes teaching and learning about the Holocaust, researching, studying the Holocaust in Britain, controversial with specific relation to the current moment we're in now?